You're listening to The Light, KLYT Albuquerque Santa Fe. Rebroadcast on KNKT Cannon Air Force Base, K201CC Las Cruces, K228DQ Portales, and worldwide at KLYT.FM. From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. It's a full show today. Lots of great information. Stay with us throughout the hour. And remember to listen daily, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect. If you miss a show, maybe you heard about a topic we were going to be discussing and you missed it, well, go to abqconnect.online and you'll find archived shows there. With that, I want to welcome our first guest, Stephen Ashton, onto the broadcast. Steve is the National Director of Marketing at Trail Life USA and serves as an adjunct professor at Clark Summit University and Anchor Christian University. With that, Steve, welcome on to ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Steve. It's so good to be here with you.
I hope I got all that right.
I think you nailed it. It sounded spot on to me.
Okay, well, good. I always, you know, I look forward to the A-plus smiley face star at the top of my page from my from the instructor, but appreciate all you're doing there as well as with Trail Life USA. Many of our listeners may not be that familiar with Trail Life. Maybe some of them are very familiar, but for those not so much, if you could maybe share a little bit of the history and the vision mission of Trail Life USA.
Sure thing, Steve. Well, Trail Life is a Christ-centered, boy-focused mentoring and discipleship program. We use the outdoors as a tool to engage men and growing boys in character and leadership through adventure. We have 1,000 troops in all 50 states and nearly 50,000 members across the country. So this thing is catching on at just 10 years old. We're going to be crossing that 50,000 member threshold very, very soon. We're excited about that.
And, you know, and I hope I'm not bushwhacking you on this one. I'm sure you'll know how people can find out. Is there some Trail Life USA
Seems
going
to have
on?
Lost you.
Okay. Let me try this again. Steve, can you hear me? Okay. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to our first break and reconnect with Steve and come back and let you know more about Trail Life USA. That's more information coming up on that with Steve Ashton coming up right after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
All right. Well, we've done it. We've reconnected with Steve Ashton with Trail Life USA. We actually got out the cans and the string, and now we're connected where we can. The ones and zeros weren't getting along the computer connection. So here we go. Steve, thanks for your patience and welcome back in.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes the old technology is the best.
That's right. Well, now where we left off before we got disconnected, you were telling our listeners about the vision, mission, and history of Trail Life USA.
Yeah, Steve, I don't know if you caught any of that, but we are a Christ-centered, boy-focused mentoring and discipleship program. We're based in churches across the country, and we use adventure as a tool to engage boys and men and dads and grow character and leadership. And we're seeing really, really exciting things happen. We have over 1,000 troops in all 50 states. 50,000 members, and over 17,000 men are stepping up. We hear so much, you know, bad news about toxic masculinity in men, and everything we see on TV shows men as buffoons who just can't seem to get it right. But I tell you, these guys in Trail Life across the country really have something special going on, and it's really exciting to be a part of it.
You know, I love what you say, too, about there's enough bad news to catch. You don't have to go out of your way to find it, and to find some good news like this where young boys, young men are being discipled with a biblical worldview. is just so encouraging. And quick question, Steve, New Mexico, is that an area where people would find Trail Life USA?
Absolutely. You know, if you go to our website, traillifeusa.com, there are two big buttons right there on the main page. There's a Start a Troop button, and if you hear what we're talking about today and you're like, man, we need this in our church, that's where you would go. But right beside that, there's a Find a Troop button. And if you click Find a Troop, it takes you right to our map that shows you all the troops in states across the country. And, you know, I haven't done a count in New Mexico, but I know we have quite a few troops over there. And if there aren't, like I said, we believe that every church in America needs some kind of men's ministry that's growing the next generation of men. You know, if we have churches that aren't raising up godly men, I think we're missing our purpose as a church. And so it's something we're really, really passionate about.
Yeah, and I know that Trail Life USA celebrates manhood, and especially now in a culture that really is trying to erase traditional masculinity. How does Trail Life USA accomplish that?
Yeah, you know, but to begin with, we know that men and women are different. We know that God created men with a Y chromosome, and there's not much confusion about what that looks like. Biblically, men have been given a pretty clear purpose. You know, God told Adam, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Joshua said, you know, be strong and courageous. And for centuries, men knew their purpose. It was to lead their family, to lead their country, to lead their church, to lead their community. I really like Micah 6:8 definition of masculinity. I don't know if it's definition, but it's clear. It's do justly, love mercy, walk humbly. And you know, Steve, when men do that, when men do justly, they stand for what's right with character and integrity and courage. But they lead with compassion. They love mercy. And they walk humbly. They realize they don't have all the answers, but we serve a mighty God who does. And when we submit ourselves to his authority, it really puts us in a place where we can have a powerful impact, like I said, in our churches and our families and our country. And we have men in Trail Life who are doing that and teaching boys to do that. And we really have a terrific discipleship program. Boys come in as a woodland trailman, and from kindergarten to about fifth grade, they work through a woodland trail program. And when a boy enters sixth grade, his mentor or his dad presents them with a standard. And we have this great ceremony, Steve. They'll do these bridging ceremonies, but there's pictures of it on our website. But these boys walk across this bridge to manhood, and they're presented with a standard. And it, like I said, it's a walking stick, but boys develop this standard from sixth grade to 12th grade, and they nail their trail badges. Badges aren't just skills. These are character. If all we're doing is building capable men, we're missing the point. We need men of character and compassion and courage who know what truth is and who aren't afraid to stand for that. And our goal is to build a generation who not only stand against this rising tide of culture, but have the character and the fortitude to be able to turn back the tide itself and really make a difference, and that the world would see what godly masculinity really looks like. And it would be a marked difference, because we believe that it is.
I appreciate that. And if you just joined us, we're visiting with Steve Ashton. He's the National Director of Marketing for Trail Life USA. Steve, boys and girls, but young people in general across our country, we see statistically that many of them have lost hope. And, based on what I'm hearing, certainly an involvement with Trail Life USA, they are going to find a hope. And often on the show, when we bring up the word, I like to remind people, we're not talking about a whimsical maybe might thing. We're talking about a confident expectation. But how important is that in the culture that these kids are growing up in?
Wow. You know, I didn't tell you this, Steve, but I spent 15 years working with at-risk youth, Last Chance Before Juvenile Hall. And they would come and they live with me in the woods for 10 months to 2 to 3 years. And the one thing these kids had in common is they come to a place where they really felt hopeless. You mentioned statistics, and they really are staggering. You know, we spent so much time talking about girls and young women and really trying to empower women. And I tell you, even Trail Life, we are as pro-women as you can be. We love women. We are female fans. But we're seeing in culture that boys, during all this emphasis on girls, are just starting to fall behind. In school, boys are told to come in and sit down and be still and do what they're told and behave like the girls. The result of that is too many boys are coming to the conclusion that they're just defective girls. And that's tragic because it couldn't be more true. We're created differently. But when we forget that God created male and female and God created us different with different strengths, we lose sight of what makes men really great. And the statistics, delinquency, 95% of juvenile court cases are male. Two-thirds of opioid deaths in America are male. Males account for 4 out of 5 suicides presently. And one of the things that scares me is the fastest growing suicide rate is boys between the ages of 10 and 14. I do think that's rooted in some of these academic things as well. Boys are behind girls in every level in school. In 1969, 40% of college students were female. By 2009, that had flipped and 40% were male. And so we're really seeing boys caught in this failure cycle. And when men get caught in those failure cycles, they respond in really one of three ways. Either they find courage and character and mentors to be able to step up and act with courage and confront the and be successful, strength goes away. I think in culture, this idea of toxic masculinity, strength gone away or strength gone awry, it's not that we have a toxic masculinity problem, it's that we have a lack of masculinity problem.
Well, one of the things I want to touch on, you know, we just came off a lot of stats and you, that really we hear that and we're, that's bad news. But we said earlier, the good news is that there's opportunity to connect with Trail Life, these boys, and to be mentored through a biblical worldview lens. And you said ten years, Steve. That's a proven process that you're seeing results from this, from the kids thousands of other men have invested in. And we're out of time, but I do want to make sure that our listeners know traillifeusa.com is where you can go to get all the information about what we talked about today. Steve, real brief, about 30 seconds, the kids meet on a weekly basis with their leaders. And then I'm imagining there's probably an annual event or something, a camp or something like that, that the boys attend.
Yeah, weekly with their leaders. Monthly, we're getting outside and having some kind of great adventure. And then, yeah, dad step up and plan annual and semi-annual things as well in the region. You know, I want to mention one resource real quick too, Steve. It's free at traillifeusa.com/raisinggodlyboys. We have our ebooks. We have a Focus on the Family series that's free right now that we are rolling out presently about how to engage with culture and raise godly boys. And there are a lot of rich resources there. And I want to make sure people are aware that that's available to them.
All right. And even to make it easier, listen, go to traillifeusa.com. On the top of the homepage, all the way to the right, you'll see resource libraries. Under that is Raising Godly Boys. Stephen, thanks again for your time. We've got to have you guys back on the air.
Let's do it. We need to dive more into that proven process too, Steve. That would be terrific. I think we got lost in some lost air time, so I'd love to do that.
We will. We'll do that. Thanks again, Steve, with Trail Life USA. Coming up, stay with us. So there's opportunity to for you to get discipled, for you to get gain education, and at no cost. Calvary College has some plans for you to wrap up the summer and head into the fall. We'll let you know more about that right after the break on ABQ Connect.